वर्षपूगा सहस्रन्ते तत् अन्दम् उदकेशयम् तत् अन्दम् उदकेशयम् कालकर्मस्वभावस्तो कालकर्मस्वभावस्तो जीव जीवम् अजीवयत् जीव जीवम् अजीवयत् वर्षपूगसहस्रन्ते तत् अन्दम् उदकेशयम् कालकर्मस्वभावस्तो जीव जीवम् अजीवयत्
कालकर्म स्वभावस्तो जीव जीवम् अजीवयत् वर्षपूगसहस्रान्ते सदण्डमुदकेशयम् कालकर्म स्वभावस्तो जीव जीवयात्
Hare Krishna. Word for word, Varshapuga, many years, Sahasrante, of thousands of years, that Andam, the universal globe, Udake, in the causal water, Shayam, being drowned, Kala, eternal time, karma, action, svabhavastha, according to the modes of nature, jivaha, the lord of the living beings, ajivam, non-animated, ajivayat, caused to be animated. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Thus, all the universes remained thousands of aeons within the water, the causal ocean, and the Lord of living beings entered in each of them, caused them to be fully animated. Purport. The Lord is described here as the Jiva, because He is the leader of all other Jivas, living entities. In the Vedas, He is described as Nitya, the leader of all other Nityas. The Lord's relation with the living entities is like that of the father with the sons. The sons and the father are qualitatively equal, but the father is never the son, nor is the son ever the father who begets. So, as described above, the Lord as Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, or Hiranyagarbha, super soul, enters into each and every universe and causes it to be animated by begetting the living entities within the womb of the material nature, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, text number 3. After each annihilation of the material creation, all the living entities are merged within the body of the Lord, and after creation, they are again impregnated within the material energy. In material existence, therefore, the material energy is seemingly the mother of the living entities, and the Lord is the Father. When, however, the animation takes place, the living entities revive their own natural activities under the spell of time and energy, and thus the varieties of living beings are manifested. The Lord, therefore, is ultimately the cause of all animation in the material world.
So we are reading the chapter, The Cause of All Causes. Here the verse is saying, translation, thus all the universes remain thousands of eons within the water, the causal ocean, and the Lord of all living beings entering in each of them cause them to be fully animated. And here is ending the in the material existence, therefore the material energy is seemingly the mother of living entities. Without father, the Lord is the Father. When, however, the animation takes place, the living entities revive their own natural activities under the spell of time and energy, and thus the varieties of living beings are manifested. The Lord, therefore, is the ultimate cause of all animation in the material world. Actually, whether it is material or spiritual, everything, source of everything is the absolute truth. Yes, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, that is Brahma Sutra Vedanta saying, starting with Janma Dasya Jata, then so many other things, blah blah blah. Again, Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartate. These two lines also say the same thing. And the translation of this is, all the spiritual world, material, creation, everything comes from the Lord. Though different Puran we hear, that everything comes from Narayan. Yes? Nothing wrong. Narayan, Krishna, no difference. Slight difference is there. Same person, a different mood. And few other difference there. But our Jiva Goswami, Prabhupada, is a top philosopher. He said, we take this as Krishna's authority. He's saying, Aum, Sarvasya Prabhava. Krishna is the origin of everything. Krishna is the origin of everything. Whatever you see. Huh? He's from him, just like a, someone says, Makar, cobweb comes from the spiders and again withdrawn inside. Nah? This is like this, something. Sometime, many places they call God is great. This, here and there, everywhere, there, before and after. About this, I cannot remember, you know, I am old man, forgive me. So whatever I know Prabhupada said about, we should know. Because Krishna said, Janma Karma Chame Dibbam. Our goal is, sincere devotee want to go back to Godhead, meet with Krishna and have a life, joyful life, eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. That is our goal here. Now how to achieve the goal is Krishna himself is saying, one place he is saying, Janma Karma Chame Dibbam. Shankaracharya also says, Narayana Parabhyakta. Narayana doesn't belong to this world. He is not within the jurisdiction of this rule regulation. He is gunatit. He is lokatit. So, whatever happens here, man, no man, and children, This is all perverted reflection. Actual thing, what is happening in the spiritual world? So everything is not exactly like the Lord. It is a reflection, but perverted. Not exactly that is happening. So, we go to the origin, and our authorities, they are saying, yes, Sukhdev saying this thing as he learned from his father, Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva again, from Brahma. Now, Vyasadeva from Narada. Narada Swayambhu, yes, Narada telling Vyasadeva. And Narada also learned evam parampara paptam from his father, Brahma. And Brahma also learned from the source of everything. As a Brahma, when he realized after doing Brahma's 100 years, which you cannot comprehend, even one day, sahasra yuga parchantam arhat jat brahmano vidu. Sahasra yuga, our one Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 something. Please correct me, you know, I sometimes forget, something like that. And then, yuga previous, before that, Dapur yuga, maybe 8 lakhs, something. And the yuga before that, Treta, maybe 12 lakhs, something. And Satya yuga, maybe 20 lakhs. You add all these things, be clear. Multiply by thousands. Sahasra yuga, sahasra thousand. At this, even the day of Brahma, we cannot comprehend. There are 12 hours this daytime. Orha means Orha Nishi, Ornis. And night time again, like that. Prabhupada gave an example sometime. We cannot comprehend. You see, in Kali Puja, after Durga Puja, they will come Kali Puja. You will find sometimes some bugs in the lamppost, encircling, making some sound. He will see only when sun sets after getting dark. Look, everybody must have experienced in India. And when the night is over, finished, before sun comes, if you're all dead lying there. Suppose we have communication with him. What Prabhupada said to him is there. Then you see, you see light time, what you see? Moon, stars. Like this, there is another also time. This is your lifespan. To us, we are living in a relative world. So ants lifetime, our lifetime, lot of difference. So our lifetime, Brahma's lifetime, relatively, we cannot think of. So the bug's lifetime, he cannot comprehend if you tell that what you are living time, there is another time like that. These together become one day of human being. 24 hours. Like that, they live, say, 100 years, approximately. Previously, of course, long time. Satya yuga. Krite jat dhayato Vishnu. Te tayang jachatamak. In Satya yuga, people used to live 100,000 years. People don't believe when they hear the Valmiki meditated 60,000 years. Then he wrote Ramayana. People say, what is this? It's not unlikely. Many things we cannot think. Because we are not seeing, we don't believe. One scientist asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we are checking, we are throughout the world, human being, life comes from that. What are you thinking? We are collecting bones, and from there judging who is a human being. But where you will get the bone? According to Vedic, in the beginning, there is Vedic civilization. And all these things compiled here, all the history in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Vedic system is burn the body into ashes. Where do you get the bone? So you say, I got first bone. Indonesia, Africa is started. Human being came into being. many things does not tell you. They say Rigved was compiled around 4,000 years. They consider Veda, many scholars of the world, this is the oldest book of knowledge. And some of our Indian yogi, I don't know to mention, he asked Max Muller to translate. Max Muller translated. He is a German, went to Oxford, of Cambridge, and translated. You can see, he's just like a translator of any other book, according to our dictionary meaning. But it is not dictionary meaning you can get the word. Unless you are a Brahmin, Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. What is Brahmin? He is eating so many things. He is not a Brahmin. How can you know? Vedic knowledge. In India, they say, become a Brahmin and then you touch Vedic literature. He doesn't know what it means. It means you are Brahminically qualified. Control your mind. Control your senses. How many here can tell, I have control over senses and mind? Please raise hand. So what to speak of Professor Max Muller? That is Prabhupada's answer. That is Prabhupada's answer. Prabhupada said to his disciple, when he asked Prabhupada, what he will translate? Is he Brahmin? I will know what is the meaning of this thing. Athatu Brahma Jigyasa. Every word has got so many meanings. Better you become Brahminical qualified, then you write. It means this, in this case. It means that, in other case. One professor came to Prabhupada. He also translated Bhagavad Gita. He came to see Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, I find your guru. Where did you get all this translation? I don't find it in the dictionary. Prabhupada remained silent. When he's gone for giving prasad, Professor Edgar, Professor Zenar from Oxford University, he also heard it as well. When he's gone, Prabhupada said, our Vedic literature said, phalena parichayate. You just think a tree by the fruit. This is Alfonso. And there is obscure name we take, and you understand. Yes? What is what? I was somewhere there, they brought some fruit for me. And I took, I said, where did you get this fruit? Why do you want another one? I'm just curious. It's so tasty. Irresistible. Let me say. Why do you want more? I don't say anything. I bring one packet. I want to see where it's from. And see the packet written from Pakistan. Written, honey, mango. I said, really? What? This name is honey mango. Tastes so sweet. But I taste mango from so many African countries, South America, Australia, Southeast Asia. Not taste like India, Pakistan. No, Prabhupada, that is why I say. Mango is the king of all fruits. There are other mango there. See, one knowledge, one Chinese famous man, professor, he said, you want to know about where we come from, all these things, you know. What is God, all these things. Is only one place you can learn. Definitely. And they can give this. Where? India. This is Chinese. History. I have seen many countries, book and their scriptures. In India, the great Indian Buddhism came. The Vedic culture from there. You have to learn. Prabhupada mentioned all these things. That is what I am saying. So many say God is great. How great God is, you can have from Vedic literature. Krishna says, everything comes from it. Still it is not. Krishna's expansion, it is Krishna Tattva. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta, say, Prabhupada. Krishna also says, Janma Karma Chame Dibbam Evam Javaiti Tattva. Only don't know Krishna. Know Krishna Tattva scientifically. Krishna, according to one famous writer in Bengal, he said, Krishna of Vrindavan, Krishna of Mathura, Krishna of Dwarka, they are different person. Lord said, no, it's not different. Same Krishna. But maybe his divine features, you know. That is the difference. That he doesn't know. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur went to see him, his contemporary. He explained to him all these things. This is Aprakita Sahitya. It's not material. So you cannot judge Krishna. He wrote a book. Krishna character of Krishna. Krishna Charitra. So we know. Who was he? You want to know? He is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Hare Krishna. He has no birth, he has no death. He appears and disappears. This is called Evam Javakti Tattata. This Tattata word, many places there in Bhagavad Gita. Huh? Just now it is a time, say 10 to 9. Something happening. The other place, 10 to 9, another place, Krishna's pastime going on. Same, just again. Time is passing, we are doing different time, different the Krishna, different places, Krishna's pastime. Another universe, Krishna's pastime is going on. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained it this way. And we have to know that. How Krishna is get? Now Krishna expanded to Balaram. He's called Tattata. Balaram to Sankarsan. Sankarsan to Vasudev. Please correct me. I sometimes forget who I am. And Vasudev to Pradyumna expanded. Pradyumna to Anuruddha. Again, Sankarsan, Vasudev, Pradyumna, Anuruddha, first quadruple, second quadruple. Then come Purushavatar, Mahavishnu in the casual ocean. So what is this Mahavishnu? Krishna's expansion, his expansion, Kala, this, and from him, as he is breathing, innumerable universes coming from his breathing. They think this phantasmagoria, this I don't need. And from his pores of air, coming innumerable universes. Here, to some extent, he's saying. And again, breathing out, breathing in, again enter, and remain unmanifest. This is the living entity you are. Huh? You came out. They cannot comprehend innumerable. This room is, suppose, close and dark. Some is small aperture. Sun rays come. So many small, small particles. This is considered like innumerable universes like that. We cannot think of. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. In a sack full of mustard, take one mustard. This is one universe. There is one story about one Brahma came to see Krishna in Dwarka. He knows he created, he is created, yes? This universe, huh? So, he came to see for some reason to Lord Krishna in Dwarka. So, Krishna sent his men, tell him, he first sent him, hey, tell Krishna, I have come. So, Krishna said, I am Brahma, coming to then when he came, and the man, attendant, to him, when he told to Krishna, Krishna said, ask him, who's Brahma? He went there. He said, sir, Krishna asked, who's Brahma you are? What? Which Brahma? Is there anyone Brahma? I never heard of it. I am the creator. This little popped up. Not mine, though he is our guru. What? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes. And he said, Krishna is calling you. You can come and see. He said, sir, Lord, before I ask anything, I want to ask, is there any more Brahma other than me? Krishna little smiled and he paid obeisance. By the time he's getting up, he saw all around him so many headed Brahma. He's maybe the smallest. There are 10-headed Brahma, the 100-headed Brahma, 1,000-headed Brahma, 10,000-headed. He can't see. He feels like in front of hook of many elephants, he's like a mosquito. He got up, he couldn't ask anything. And the Brahmas asked, "My dear Lord, why did you call us?" He says, "Just I have the, I feel like to see you." So I call. And Brahma remains silent, not saying anything. Krishna crushed his pride, thinking, "I am the only creator Krishna is teaching." And regarding that, so he may think what even Brahma doesn't know. So many, that means as big the universe is, Brahma is also so many headed, like that Krishna is showing. Krishna Dvaisarja opulence is so much. So people say, God is great, but cannot give an idea. We can tell how God is great. Not Krishna, even Krishna's expanse and Krishna's angsha, part. Then when Mahavishnu, from his body so many universes coming out, innumerable. They cannot give idea. In the Bible it is said, also another scripture, I don't want to say. The five times they are praying loudly. Doesn't he tell me if you speak loudly, it is reaching God. You mentally say, Krishna can understand God. You have to say, right? They said, God is greatest. How greatest you tell? We cannot tell. We can tell. We can tell. Some may say, so you are only right? You are the only right everywhere? Yes. This is fanatic. They think sad. That is what Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says. Yes, we are the only right, others are. Maybe part a little bit. We know. They may not accept, they may think fanatic. Huh? Like that. But that is what, because it is God Himself saying. We don't know, He said by God what you are saying. Krishna says, "I am God." This other, He says that, "I am God." The Buddha says, the Christ says, the Allah says, "I am the God." Krishna is saying. And he's accepted by great personalities in this world. Accepted. Narada, Swayambhu, Shambhu, all accepted. Almost 9 o'clock. I thought that is we talk about how Narada makes so many people bhakta. This is our goal, Prabhupada said. Make other bhakta, do your sadhana, back to God. Narada Muni took so many people, make them Vaishnava, even a hunter, and change his life, who enjoys with an animal, he shoot them with an arrow, with poison, and they are flapping in agony. And it is the nature of that hunter, he enjoys it. And what Narada Muni did, by making a bhakta, the change of character. This is making bhakta. Make one change of character. What is it? He doesn't want to hurt even an ant. Knowingly or unknowingly. When his guru is coming to see. So devotees are like a touchstone. Changes life. That is, Narada Muni's friend says, you are like a touchstone. You can change the life of others. Who is used to enjoy seeing the suffering of others, now he doesn't hurt even an ant. This is making somebody bhakta. You have to change his heart, his character. So Narada Muni, how he became great when his disciple Vyasadeva asked, we can see Narada Muni saying his life story. In Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam has got everything, Prabhupada said. Bhaktivedanta Thakur says, if the whole world's all the book of knowledge, scripture, are destroyed to ashes, save and accept only one and one, Srimad Bhagavatam. All the knowledge put together, essence of all knowledge, anybody's, any question, ideal question. All answers are there in this book. That is very, very dear to all our acharyas. Madhva Acharya, Ramana Acharya, Nimbarka Acharya. So, they have got commentary. And also our acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Goswamis, always reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Always reading, non-divine from Krishna. Every word, every sentence, non-divine. This is actually every day read. So, Nityam Bhagavata Seva, this is one Bhagavat book, one Bhagavat person, his lessons, all these things, teachings, personified, Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, our acharya. If we serve them, we are serving also, telling what Prabhupada said. Nityam, every day, not one day, no, every day. Associated with pure devotee, associated with Krishna, become purified like iron rod. It may be iron, put in the fire, become hot, very, very hot, very hot, red hot. It is iron, yeah? But now is it iron? It is as good as fire. So you associate with Krishna. Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam means supremely pure. So you associate with supremely pure. Regular, every day, we become purified. Yes? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes? No doubt. If there is doubt, then we cannot. Krishna said that. Sangshayatta! When you've got doubt, neither can be happy here. Doesn't matter how much I have, what I desire. Hankering. Hankering means you are not Brahman. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Everybody is Bishanna outside here. Yes or no? They're morose. They've got anxiety, tension, problem. But devotee has got problem, but he has no tension. He is in Vaikuntha. This is Vaikuntha. 24 hours, everybody is engaged in Krishna's service. This is Maya thief. There is no Maya here. Of course, if you bring Maya in your mind and conscience, that case is different. You are inviting problem, trouble, not can be done. You are misusing your freedom. Otherwise, we are in Vaikuntha as good as here. So, if your devotee to him, either in this world or Vaikuntha, no difference. He is sitting in the Lord. Then, if we regularly do, what happens? How we become pure? Tatas rajastamo bhava. Most of the people are in a mode of passion and ignorance. Symptom? Kama lobhatas. Everybody has got innumerable desire, like the ocean's wave. No end. I've got 5 house. You again want more house. So I don't require that. What you will do? Next, like, come back to one of the house if you are attached. Doesn't matter, Vrindavan. But this is Bhoma. Vrindavan. Your consciousness is Vrindavan. Then you are in Vrindavan. Otherwise, go to Vrindavan, see temples, go to Lai Bajar, take Rabri. Is this Vrindavan? So you become free from these two things, kama and lobha. Because it takes you, it leads us to, Krishna says, to hell. Hell is condition. Become dog, hog. Already many are dog and hog. Only with the two-legged. It's a two-legged animal. A human being. Because he is like a dog and hog mentality. He lives like dog, next life become dog. He lives like God, next life become godly and go to God. That is we are teaching and practicing. Yes? Or no? Yes. So we will go back to Godhead, others remain here. 50-story building, 30-story building, like that. He is attached to thinking of that. And according to his karma, he will come back here again. I doubt, Prabhupada said, many cases, depending on how he lived and desired, may become a cockroach. maybe a lizard. Say lizard, Haripa. Anything like that. He is attached to this willing karma. We are attached to Krishna. Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime, Krishna Saiva, Krishna's pure devotee seva. Go back to Godhead. There is everything available. In many, many lives, ittaṁ sataṁ brahma sukhāna bhutta dasyaṁ gatānaṁ paradayivutena. Then, maya sritānaṁ naradārakena. Something, vijarbhu, krita punya punya. Many, many lives, piety, heaped. Then, these boys, those are now with Krishna, playing, singing, dancing, enjoying picnic. We can be also joined with them. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you like to join? Yes or no? Yes. Some don't say. Why? They like hearing anything. Pizza, pasta. So many. Dalpuri. Huh? Is there those things there? Krishna says, Patram Pushpa. Then we will go there and chant Hare Krishna. Where those are available. I have nothing against. If you are not attached, sometimes can take me with this mode of goodness. Hundred percent attached to all these things, you see, they will go back. You don't have any offense, didn't commit, and sin, free from test issue to go back. In this very life, follow all the word, instruction and order of Sadguru, rest assured, free form. That is our Guru is giving the opportunity, knocking to all these con devotees, most fortunate in the world. Yes and no. Unfortunately, many may be dressing brahmachari, sannyasi, or bhakta tilak. The steel desire is there to stay here. Yes and no. Yes! Krishna wants we go back. Ultimately, how much you enjoy here? Enjoyment is little. Mostly suffering. Krishna himself says, this is dukkhalayam. And everything is temporary, will be destroyed. You cannot take your 5 houses. Or 10 houses. Or multi-story building with you. You have to leave everything. Even in this body, everything. Gross body, also subtle body. Leave everything. Kalosme, mittu, also. He said, mittu sarvaharas chaham. Moment you leave this body, everything is your taking. Your wife, your children, your bank balance, your house, property, everything. You are in one place, they go to another place. Why you are so attached to this? Develop attachment to Krishna and things related to Krishna, serving Krishna favorably. His pure devotee, his name, form, beauty, pastime. No attachment here, zero. Back to God. Yes or no? Yes? Doesn't matter, you are sweeping floor in the temple and somebody is preaching. No, no difference to Krishna. Krishna sees your love for him and he loves him. Doesn't matter, he become a tree in the spiritual world. Krishna loves him to take fruit from him. And under his shade, sitting. Govardhan, mountain, yeah, there. He's taking in the cave, staying, taking dyes from there and painting. Drinking water from the spring of Govardhan. So our acharyas are so kind to us. No. Kali Yuga, we are fallen, mate, it is very simple. Sadhu Sange, Harinam, Hei Matto Chai. Associate with the sadhu, what in scripture say. That is why Prabhupada established the ISKCON. People from outside come, associate with devotee, take prasad, chant Hare Krishna, sing, dance, listen Harikata, become bhakta, and go back to God. It doesn't matter. He is from coming from defense department, politician, whatever. Everybody can go back to God. And that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants. That is our responsibility and so much to do. Here is the opportunity, is knocking. we should be engaged, whatever skill, talent, inclination you have, and the Guru says, do this work. As much as makes sense. Is it 10 after 9? Today my time is very limited. I have to, this is our business. Sanayi, don't stay in one place. I have to go another place. Do the same. He is saying, one mullah, he, wherever he goes, there must be another mosque, otherwise he won't go. So devotee has, wherever he knows he can preach, to Krishna Kalsa, he goes there, they call him. And thus he never become attached to the temporary material world, attached to Harikatha. Hearing or chanting, thus you are hearing. I know, not I am fool, but I repeat what my Guru said to become for my purification. And if it could be useful to you, if you have faith in Prabhupada, Prabhupada's beyond, take this, what Prabhupada said, and tell, and meditate, and become Krishna conscious, and go back to Godhead. Hello? Can you finish here, please, ladies and gentlemen? Hello? Any question, comment? Yes? Jeev Jago, wake up, spirit soul! It's okay. Old man like me, it's natural. Okay. Yes. Anything relevant?
Thank you
to this discussion.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Maharaj, for giving this very wonderful, understanding that if we are attached to Krishna and have zero attachment to material world, we go back to Krishna and it's a blissful life. But the problem is, even after hearing and knowing, experiencing, but still those vestiges of attachment to the world remains, and knowingly one drinks poison. So how do we...
Very good question. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, more you develop attachment to Krishna, things related to Krishna, or like Krishna, the devotee of Krishna, that much you are become detached. Not forcibly, I don't take Rasgulla, I don't take Bhelpuri. You take Krishna Prasad, you don't go to Bhelpuri. Yes or no? So it is like a chronic disease. It is like a hospital. Many patients coming, you see, check. You feel like this, you feel like that, a doctor asks. And he has to tell what he feels. He has something, chronic disease. From his birth here. So it takes time. Just like we are associating with opposite gender and very strong attachment we have. To get rid of this is not so easy. From time, remote, immemorial, we have this thing enjoying. So there is an English saying, old habit dies hard. Yes? So this is practical. We should have our common sense. Don't expect like a formula. Key to success. Pass exam. No. It takes some time to change your attachment from here to there. That is what you are doing. Yes or no? Krishna is within our heart. As we deserve, Krishna will give. Yes? As we deserve, Krishna knows. He will give. So first, we have to be very, very sincere and serious. Krishna knows how sincere we are. Yes or no? And accordingly, Krishna, God helps those who help themselves. How much you are trying to the best of your capacity? No, it is impossible what Guru Maharaj said, I am not doing. What can you do? What he can do? But you did your best. To Krishna it is same, whether you are success or not success. Because he made it successful or not. You know. Yes? Katta homiti vannate. Everybody is thinking, I am the doer. Who is the doer? Krishna is the doer. Ultimately. Yes? The five factors for the accomplishment of anything. Krishna is saying, doer. place of action, endeavor, senses. What is another one? Last one is Daiva, Paramatma. As far as I remember, I told three. There will be another one, four, and fifth one is Daiva. So ultimately, your success fell in the head of Krishna. Why not try to please Krishna? Samsiddhi Hari Tosanam. Vyasadeva said, you can achieve all success. Try to please Hari. He said, Harim Vina Miti Nataranti. Without pleasing Hari, you cannot become free from the cycle of the sangsar. Sangsaruti iti sangsar. You are born, you die. Definitely. Jatasrahi dhrubamittu. Definitely you have to die. Doesn't matter here. Mr. Musk, Elon Musk, he has to die. He said, yes, I have got wife, I have got children, but I am not happy. Though I have got, I am the richest man now. He is not happy. Who is happy? He is a pure devotee, he is happy. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. To ask yourself, are you prasanna or vishanna? You know, you are hungry, somebody give you food. And you take, doesn't matter, it is roti and dal, or rice and sabji, or shak. You don't have to ask, I feel satisfaction. You know yourself. Yes? Hello? You know yourself. Sure. If you feel satisfaction, it's called tushti. You feel nourishment, it's called pushti. And kunnibhiti, whatever appetite you had, the strong, you become less and less. Huh? As you are, every handful you are taking in the mouth. Exactly like that. As you advance, you will understand. This is all external. I am tagging this. Fully yoga is forbidden. It cannot be. It is impossible to follow what is brahmachari supposed to not to do. Very difficult now. So what to speak of sannyas? Any moment he can fall. It is forbidden, that is why. So you go on serving to a father, how much son may be bad, but he follows father what he says, father can square up everything. Isn't it? Father, mother. Because this no, is my children. The actual father, mother is Krishna, from which everything is coming. He will be so much merciful. If we do our best, he's a sincere boy, sincere girl, serious, okay, come back. Huh? Makes sense. Thank you. Thank you. So it takes some time. You have to be patient. Utsahat, nishchayat, dhochyat. This is dhaijya. Have patience. Overnight. Don't expect. Any other question, comment? Ladies, gentlemen, Vaishnav, Vaishnavi. Otherwise, I have to finish here. It seems like silent. In a Vedic literature, silent means submitting lakram. We are accepting what you say. Yes? Or no? Some answer yes, some nothing. Like that. Anyway, finish it here. Thank you very much for your service of the devotees here. And give me chance to serve my Guru, telling what he said. Very well.
Hare Krishna. So we would like to heartily thank His Holiness Subhak Swami Maharaj. Maharaj is, he was born in Kolkata, Srila Prabhupada's Janma Bhumi. So the most holy place for all of us in ISKCON. And in the year 1940, he appeared. And then 1970, he met Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada personally trained him and asked him to translate some of his books, many of his books, in Bengali, from English to Bengali, such as the most important Krishna book, Maharaj has translated into Bengali, and many other books. And today, we have got so many wonderful lessons and instructions from Maharaj, not just God is great, but how God is great, and how to develop attachment with Him. So we would like to request Maharaj to please keep coming to grace all of us with your wisdom and guidance to Shri Radha Gopinath Temple. So we all thank Maharaj by loudly chanting three times, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. His Holiness Subhag Swami Maharaj Ki. Yeah.